With SRN News, I'm John Scott. More bad weather on the way across parts of the nation after weekend winter storms brought heavy rain and freezing rain to both coasts.
The sound of heavy wind and rain hitting Key West, where there's some flooding. Just one place affected by the storms moving in, says National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec.
There's winter storm watches and blizzard warnings and winter storm warnings out from the southern high plains up towards the upper Mississippi Valley and also across parts of the Northeast. At the same time, we anticipate the storm's going to have a lot of rain effects with it, flash flooding potential.
And he says there could be 8 to 12 inches of snow. Over the weekend, snow in Sierra Nevada shut down a stretch of the interstate and knocked out power. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNews.com, negotiators from the GOP-led House and Democrat-controlled Senate released a bipartisan deal Sunday on government funding amid looming deadlines.
In a letter to colleagues, Speaker Mike Johnson revealed that the deal would set the federal government's discretionary spending at a maximum level of $1.59 trillion. The speaker noted that the figure would include $886 billion for defense and $704 billion for non-defense spending. According to Democrat leaders, the final top line would also include an additional $69 billion in non-defense discretionary spending, bringing the total to nearly $1.6 trillion. Edwin Mora, Washington.
The first U.S. lunar lander in more than 50 years on its way to the moon, the private lander from Astrobotic Technology, has blasted off from Cape Canaveral, catching a ride on the United Launch Alliance's brand-new rocket, Vulcan. The private lander targeted to land on the moon February 23rd. The Dow is down 94 points, but the Nasdaq ahead 171. This is SRN News. Britain is sending a man to represent women at the United Nations.
Monroe Bergdorf is a man living as a woman, and he has been selected by officials in the United Kingdom to a post with UN Women, an organization dedicated to equality and advancement for females around the globe. The selection is being decried by many women's groups in the UK who say an actual female should have gotten that job. Bergdorf recently became the first man to appear on the cover of Cosmopolitan UK. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Denmark has joined numerous Muslim nations in banning blasphemy. The Danish parliament amended its penal code in response to a recent spate of Quran burnings that enraged Muslims around the world. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom criticizing the decision, saying criminalizing blasphemy is the wrong approach and not effective in addressing either security concerns or the underlying hatred experienced by religious communities. This is SRN News. What to do about a sea of red ink? That's just one of the challenges facing Arizona lawmakers with the state legislature back in session today.
Plummeting tax revenues resulted in a roughly $400 million shortfall for the current fiscal year, another $450 million for the next. Just a year ago, Arizona boasted a $1.8 billion surplus. Among other issues facing the Republican-controlled legislature and Democrat Governor Katie Hobbs, escalating school voucher costs and water supplies amid a long-term drought. Rich Thomason reporting.
Georgia's General Assembly has begun its 2024 regular session. The top intrigue is whether Republicans may agree to a further expansion of health care under that state's Medicaid program. Another key issue, whether the state will create new educational vouchers. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.